Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Welcome in. Thanks for riding shotgun with me on the third hour of Auto World. Good to be here. Sitting behind the silver microphone. We have got so many things to get to today, but you're the star of the show, as always, since 1992, folks. That my email will be with me forever. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Stay in touch. Stay in touch with me at AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Phone number 855-660-4261. My email will be there forever. Period. I have AutoTalkRadio@yahoo.com. Also, you can look me up on the internet. Of course, I'm all over. Google me if you would like, please. Why am I saying all this? Because, again, last week will be the last show for Auto World unless an agreement comes. I have an agreement come together with some network. Costs money to have this show on the air. A lot of money. Sponsorships, that's how it makes it happen. As everything else goes up in our inflation world that we're in, satellite time has gone through the roof, of course, for the networks. Genesis Communications Network is closing down. That's not the reason why, but they're no longer going to be around. Our last show will be next week. Appreciate you all being here, every one of you. And our great Auto World affiliates also, every one of you, taking the show since 1992 and beyond, maybe. We'll see. Today on Auto World, I've got a lot of things happening for you, of course. One of them is Kim Kardashian. Huh? Yeah, she's in the Auto World, my Auto World sometimes, and it's in your Auto World today, here on the third hour. A little news about a car company and her. Stay tuned for that. I have for you, well, Goodyear has for you folks that are thinking about it or actually own one right now. If you own an EV, an electric vehicle, Goodyear launches a new EV tire for you. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. Absolutely. At the end of the program, I have a word with Mark coming your way, too. Of course, trivia throughout the whole entire hour. Absolutely. And a segment we like to call here on Auto World, we're going to do it right now. It's been around forever. What happened in automotive history in this last week? Well, a couple things have happened. One is that, in fact, in 2009, General Motors announces the end of Pontiac. Oh, the 455HO, no more. Pontiac, done. 2009, gone. Over with. Another thing that happened in automotive history this last week, back in the day, it was back in 1956, in April of 56, the Ford Skyliner hardtop convertible debuts. Now, Ford Fairlane 500 Skyliner, the first mass-produced American retractable hardtop convertible. Does that make sense? It's an American-made, first off, retractable hardtop. What's that mean? That means it's hard, folks. Ouch, my ears. It's hard as a rock. It's not a soft top. It's retractable, too. And it turns into a convertible. The convertible means that, and where's my top? I don't see it once you push the button. The top has disappeared back into the trunk. It debuted in April of 1956 at the New York Auto Show. What a dream. The idea for the Fairliner 500 Skyliner originated with Ford's chief engineer, Harold T. Youngren. He's the guy that said, we got to do this. He envisioned a car that could be both a hardtop and a convertible with a retractable roof that would fold nearly into the trunk. This would allow you, the driver of the car, to enjoy the open-air experience in the summertime, springtime that we're living in right now. The convertible, without sacrificing the comfort and protection of a hardtop when it was hailing on you. Well, if you're close to the weather, you know, real close. It turned from a concept into reality. The Ford engineers faced a number of technical challenges, of course. Where to cut the roof, how to bend it, where to bend it, why to bend it, without breaking the glass in the back window. See, they needed to create a roof mechanism that was both reliable and easy to operate, while also ensuring you, the car owner, the structural integrity of a rollover. But after several years of development, they finally succeeded, and again we have it today. The Ford Fairlane 500 sat no longer lower and wider chassis in previous models. They first introduced it, came back with a 272 cubic inch V8, could produce up to 190 horsepower. And by the time production ended in 1959, the 352 V8, making 300 horsepower, sat under the hood. Oh, yeah. These engines, folks, could be connected to one of four transmission options, both manual and automatic. But the best part of it all is that you could have a hardtop, get away from the hail, and at the same time, you could push the button and hope the thing went up and folded and creased and went into nearly the whole entire trunk. I worked on one many years ago for a veterinarian. He, Dr. Virgil, you folks listening on KBOI, right here locally, here in the Boise, Idaho area, probably remember Dr. Virgil. He had a collection of cars. He found me through the grapevine, through the network, I guess you could call it here locally, as a repair expert of cars and all that. I don't know, I'm just certified, I guess. But anyway, he said, I've got a Ford Fairlane, Mark, that has got a retractable top on it, it gets halfway up and sticks. And he said, I can't drive it with my top up, the roof, up above the windshield, Mark. I'm afraid it could come down and hit me in the head. I fixed it. Hydraulic motors to the point of no return. Hydraulics were leaking. The hydraulic motors had to have electrical wires going to them. One word, nightmare. One more word, good money making job. Kind of jobs like that, you know. And today I'm finding out that they're still out there. You might even own one. And you need somebody to work on it. You need somebody to try to figure out why it will not collapse into the, you know, into the trunk and come back up. You can't find anybody. That's right. Because there's a few, very few old people like myself, I guess you could call me. Well, I'm not a teenager anymore. They're just not out there anymore. They know anything about these retractable hardtops. So what causes that car to go bye-bye? No more service people to service it anymore, I guess. And I'm finding this more and more out every day here in the Boise, Idaho area as I get called for, do you think you could fix that? And a lot of carburetor work. So I'm going to carry that over to you right now with your new car. You need to get a friend in the car business, and your best friend is not the car wash. They're there on every street corner. You go in, you get the fast pass, you drive in, the gate goes up, and you get it washed. There's one person standing there with a thing to tell you to go right or left so you get your tire in the track. After that, it's all machine. Find yourself a good technician, a good mechanic, and stay with them and say hi and make sure that you understand what they're saying before you get that job approved out of your, of course, your mouth, and they understand that you will only pay this amount of money. But you do need someone. I don't care if you've got a 1958 Ford Skyliner with a retractable hardtop. You need your Hemi engine worked on also coming in the future. Or you just trade it off, and then when you do trade it off, you're going to get another whatever it might be, and you're going to run into a problem. You're going to run into an engine light on, or you're going to run into a problem that has a recall, and a recall or a service bulletin. Let's get them fixed. Get them fixed right by the right guy, the right girl. Coming back, Chevrolet has a new motor for you. Maybe. We'll find out. We'll be right back.
for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
just keep rolling. That's all there is to it. The air is still... I still have air in the tires. Absolutely. Some of you might even have nitrogen in your tires. Like Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian, folks, has been banned by Ferrari for ever buying a brand new car from them, Ferrari, for the rest of her life. Of course, it's a rumor. She labels herself as the car girl? Oh, yeah. She only owns a few Rolls Royces and some couple Lamborghinis, Maybachs, a Bentley, Continental. Of course, a Cybertruck also, just to name a few of them. But Ferrari says, no more. Sorry, Kim. Let's go to... Yes, let's go to our great friend, charter member, been with us forever, Trey. Welcome.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Hi there. Well, good. Hanging in there. How you been doing?
Yeah, well, I got a praise report I wanted to let you know about.
You bet. Absolutely.
Okay, on that 2005 Honda Element, many moons ago, you told me it was a driver's side wheel bearing. And I've been stubborn about replacing it, and I finally did, and you were exactly right.
Oh, my gosh, Trey, thank you. I'm glad you got it.
Well, it was on the inner bearing, Mark. I lifted that thing up with the floor jack several times and shook that wheel up and down, and it would never budge. But as soon as I got that bearing out, it was on the inner side, and that's why the tire would never move around.
Yeah, yeah. My crystal ball's still working, I guess. Oh, heck. Okay, hang on a minute, Trey. I got to get my crystal ball polished a little bit here. There it is. No, heck, awesome. I'm glad you got it, because you had that dry growl sound, I think, if I remember right.
Yeah, just a little bit, but not enough. But Mark, I bought it that way, so I didn't know it, you know.
Oh,
I just never knew it sounded any different, you know.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely, it's just part of the vehicle when you purchased it. You know, you're just used to it and going, yep.
Yeah.
And the thing about those silly bearings, too, Trey, you know, you jack them up. This is a common thing with all of us. We jack it up, we take the weight off the bearing, don't we? And then we spin the wheel, we don't hear anything. Yeah. As soon as you put it on the ground, you put weight on the bearing and you roll down the road and you have to get the duct tape out. Gorilla tape, I think, is the best anymore. And duct tape yourself right there on that fender so your ears are closer to the sound. No, that's awesome, Trey. I appreciate you. I have appreciate you over the years. Absolutely.
Well, you were telling me, see, I put new tires on it. And I said, well, Mark, it didn't do it with the old tires. And you said, well, with the new tires, it's got grip now. And whenever it's got grip, then it's going to start wobbling. And sure enough, it did.
Yeah, it's a... What kind of tire did you put on her?
Well, it was like an all-terrain. So it was, you know, it was... But it was new. It's kind of like you don't realize how bad your old tires were until you put a new set on there.
Absolutely. Thank you. Amen to that, Trey. It's the truth.
Okay,
it really is.
So how am I going to keep hearing you?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's sad. It's a sad day. Again, just communications is closing. And it takes a lot of money, Trey, and truthfully, sponsor-wise, and it's been a battle. It's been a battle to get sponsors to purchase. The thing about the radio side is that, you know, you listen, thank you, and so, but we don't have a like or subscribe button for you to click. So I can't count. It's hard to count the numbers.
Yeah.
See where I'm going with this?
Well, I hate to hear that, Mark. You've been a dear friend, and I've enjoyed every one of the shows. And obviously, I didn't get to hear last week, or else I would have called them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've been a good friend to me too, Trey. And again, we don't still in talks, but it costs a lot of money, and it gets to the point. You know, the money thing is all. I mean, that's where it's at. I can't. I love helping. I love being with you every week, you know. And but the networks need money to pay for satellite time and their people and everything. And I then, of course, have to hire or myself to go out and find the sponsors to write the checks, and it's just tougher and tougher. And I guess what I'm saying here is that we're not the only game in town for the companies to buy, to purchase, to sponsor.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and
I hate to hear that.
Yeah. So it's still in talks. We've got one more week left, and who knows, something could come to be, and, you know, but until it does, you know. Darn it.
Yep.
So,
well, can I still email you at that email address?
Oh.
Can I still do that?
Absolutely. Yeah. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo. Yeah. Keep in touch. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. Like I say, with everyone, all our listeners, keep in touch. I'm not going anywhere. I mean, literally. And that's the thing that I want to make sure I'm going off the radio at this time until another network says, okay, you're on. So, yeah, and I, you know, it's amazing, Trey. I'm very honored. I was instantly when the news got out. I was instantly my phone was on fire, my Instagram was on fire, my email was on fire with not only listeners but of course networks wanting to talk. And it's good. That makes me feel fuzzy and warm inside. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm
sure
on the network side, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure another door will open, Mark. You know.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Sure it will. All right,
absolutely.
My friend. Well, I can't thank you enough, and keep marching on.
I will. You too. Yeah, absolutely. Let's stay in touch. And you know, it's like I say, it's you're. I'm here for you to keep fixing those automobiles. Absolutely.
Well, I don't want to sell them all. I need your help.
No, I'm here. I'm still real busy, you know, with the email side. I always will be, I believe. I really do. I just like yourself, Trey. I've got a lot of friends and, you know, throughout the country, in the world, truthfully. I've got Sweden. I've been getting folks listening over in Sweden on the internet.
Wow.
It's just, I love it. And, you know, so I'm in such, you know, I'm helping a lot of folks with their cars. Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Sounds fantastic, Mark. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate it, Trey. Thanks for calling in, and I'm glad I got your element fixed, too. Stay in touch, okay?
Me, too.
Thank you, Trey. One of my good friends there. Absolutely. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, Goodyear. They did it. They launched an EV tire. Oh, what's the difference?
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. New Biden administration pollution regulations released last week will make it more expensive for energy companies to keep burning coal. The climate rule will require power companies to cut carbon dioxide emissions from coal power plants by 90% if they intend to operate past 2039. The EPA also issued separate regulations governing coal plants' hazardous air pollution, wastewater, and toxic ash waste. Altogether, those rules are widely expected to accelerate coal-fired power power plant retirements if the regulations survive their inevitable court challenges. Gas prices have risen slightly as the weekend approached. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.66, up 1 cent from yesterday. Drivers are paying 13 cents more than they were a week ago, with the lowest pump prices in Mississippi at $3.08 a gallon. USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
But the thing that's so bad is I got a guarantee 500.
Type still works? No, come on. It's going to work all the way to the very last show. Awesome. Let me get the report. Woo. Oh, my God. This just came in, folks. Well, the teletype has been around since the early 1800s. It's still working. Three Stellantis plants halted due to strike at supplier. Whoa. What's this all mean? Well, first off, Stellantis, who are they? You've heard of Stellantis. You got that Jeep in your hand right there, don't you, that Wrangler? It's in your hand. Well, when your hand's on the steering wheel. That's right, folks. Production of three Stellantis plants out of Paris. This is going to affect you. Ram pickups? Hemis? We were talking about Hemis earlier. Out of Paris. Just this last week, production of three Stellantis plants, assembly plants in Europe, has been stopped for several days due to a strike at a plant run by the supplier MA France. Done. Halted. No more parts. Got Hemi now? No. See, the MA France produces components on that site in the northeast suburbs of Paris, previously used by PSA until it was shut in 2014 for many years ago. Many years, 2014. That's 10 years ago, wasn't it? Well, PSA has since become Stellantis through its merger with FCA. Fiat Chrysler. Workers at these plants are worried about plans to move production to Poland. I'm getting sick to my stomach here. Stellantis is hoping the decisions are underway. The factory will allow it to resume production soon. I hope so. We need parts and pieces for our Ram pickups. our Fiats, our Jeep Wranglers. If you can't get parts, pieces, oh, you're thinking you're going to be able to go to AutoZone, O'Reilly's Pep Boys, Advanced Auto Parts, and all the other parts stores and get parts? Think again. You know how these parts companies, the aftermarket parts companies, make parts and pieces for your automobile? See, it's not exactly like OEM, original equipment manufacturing part. They have to copy. They can't copy, but they have to copy. But that doesn't make sense, does it? See, they have to copy the part and piece in order to put it on the shelf. But it's, they can't get the exclusive license rights to get the copy to copy the part exactly the same as OEM. Now, if they don't get the part out of Paris, maybe going to Poland, Stellantis, it's on their own strike. So the suppliers are halted. Done. No more parts going into the dealer. Now, what's going to happen is that, oh, I'm okay, I'm running just fine. No, you're not. Well, you are now, but if you park your automobile right now, folks, pull the key out of the ignition, throw the key fob away because you have a push button start, and just leave it parked, and you're good then. You're good. But as soon as you start the Las Vegas odometer up, yeah, those wheels do spin. I know they're digital. But the numbers do go higher. And what's the outcome? I sure don't. You see the digital mileage odometer going. The numbers keep going higher as the tire rotates. But I sure don't see any money coming out of the exhaust pipe, so it really is not a slot machine, is it? And most of our automobiles are going down in resale value. Huh. So as we drive them, we're going to need parts and pieces. Then we have to go to the dealers that sell the Stellantis parts and pieces for that brand. They're not going to have the parts because, again, the three Stellantis assembly production plants in Paris have been shut down. Strike. I know, you're saying, well, Mark, why don't I just go ahead and go buy a water pump and an extra serpentine belt and some headlights and buy me some brakes and some rotors. And well, yeah, you could do that. You could start your own parts store in your garage. Why not? I mean, you know, you're going to wear the front brakes out, the rear brakes out, the windshield wipers out. Yeah, but those aren't OEM parts. Those are just aftermarket, everyday, worn-out parts you need. You're going to have to buy a grill. I want the hood purchased, the right front fender, the driver's door needs to be done. But you're going to have to get basically a bedside, the whole bed. Just buy the whole bed. Hang it up in your garage in case you meet somebody by accident. Oh, don't you just love the power window motors? You might as well just buy all those too and hang them on the wall because the power window motors are finally going to go out. How about the electric button module? Yeah, you know, anyway, you can't do it. So you got to be patient, relax. This news just tells me that I wanted to make you aware that, in fact, the parts and pieces might be going up on you. So, sorry. And with that, we've talked about Stellantis, we've talked about Ford, and now let's talk about some of you that own the 2023 Chevrolet Silverado, the 2023 Chevrolet Tahoe, and the 2023 Chevrolet Suburban. That if you have a 6.2 liter V8 engine in your Silverado, Tahoe, or Suburban, how do you find out if you have a 6.2 liter? It's really simple and easy. Just pop the hood, walk up, open the hood. Bought it for you folks listening over there in Sweden and Denmark, Australia, of course, as you know. I like bonnet better than her hood, so that's why I say bonnet. You'll see the sticker. It'll show you the engine displacement. It'll say that, engine displacement, 6.2 liter. Chevrolet is going to give you a free engine replacement. Period. 6.2 liter V8 coming your way. But you have to call the dealer with your VIN number. Call the dealer. This is not a recall quite yet, so you can't go to National Highway Traffic Safety Administration quite yet. Just call the dealer. I heard on Auto World that some 2023 Chevy Silverados, Tahoes, and Suburbans, the engine, if you have a 6.2 liter, will be replaced for free. And there you go. can't say I didn't give you anything here on the show. Free engine. That is what I'm talking about. Yeah. Now it's trivia time before we head out here on the third hour. Do you know, what was the first car? The first car to offer us seat belts, the brand, do you know? The very first car company to offer seat belts, Volvo. It was Volvo. Thank you, Volvo. In fact, Volvo is still quite safe, folks, really safe. They care. Mercedes-Benz is safe. Well, I'm going to say all of them are safe. They really are. All our brands are safe for rollovers and side impacts. Now, some of you might be in tune with the aspect of watching the test crashes. And I do recommend that. Sorry, but they put dummies in there. I do recommend the test crashes. Take a look and read the reports. I can't go through all of them at all times here. We have done that for a few times. But do that, and then before you purchase, sometimes the people might not talk about, the word crash. But if you just Google test dummy crashes, and you'll find out where we're at. See if yours is actually good. And I do recommend, it is a yes. Buy an automobile that's safe in all ways, because you never know that you might have your child, your grandchild, or great-grandkids in your car. And besides that, truthfully, when are you going to know if you're going to ever meet somebody by accident? We're going to talk to Lee when we come back from this break. Lee in California, he's got a question about brakes. Take care of you, Lee, right after the break here. Appreciate it. Again, 855-660-4261 is our number, and email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the
wheel. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Some mechanical organ jargon right there. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Let's go right to Lee here right in California. He's got a question about brakes. Hi, Lee. Welcome to Auto World.
Thank you, Mark. Hi. Hey, this is a crank call, so get your crank on. Here comes crank one. You ready? Crank it over. Here comes crank one. I called for about brakes, but there's more to it than just brakes. But seeing how you just finished that last brake that you were on, I'm going to skip break and get to some other things. Like, I figured out how I can listen to Mark every weekend without the need of sponsorship. And what I'll do is I'll let Mark know wherever I'm going to be that weekend. He can show up and he can perform a show for me that weekend. No matter where I'm at.
Hey, that'd be good. Now, Lee, I don't have an airplane to fly in.
Okay, all right. I got a strange question. Friend died a lot of parts, brakes that are reconditioned, carburetors that are not reconditioned. Obviously, they're old. What else? A couple of motors that have been partially rebuilt. And then some motors laying around on the ground. Nothing's been done with them, just sitting there, mostly shabby. What would you do? Would you just, I mean, the stuff's like, it's going to be thrown away. What would you do? I'm not an mechanic. I could do a little bit of stuff, but, that's about it. What would you do?
Right.
Would you pass it all by? Would you try and, pick up the brakes, carburetors, or?
Lee, this is something that's happening, too, in the United States right now, is the wrecking yard, recycle yards. They're closing up. Nobody's wanting those parts anymore, see? And I appreciate you saying something. Now, I guess the best thing to do anymore, do you have a Facebook account?
Yes, but I don't use it, yes.
Yeah. The Facebook, I'm not saying that you have to be Mark, what's his name, whoever owns it or put it. What doesn't matter. You don't have to be his friend. But Facebook Marketplace, if you've got a Facebook account, set, you just go to the Facebook Marketplace, and truthfully, you can actually list those motors and your carburetors on there, and you will be blown away of how many people will actually call you and want to buy them from you. And yeah, and one thing too, now this is a lot of work, not Facebook Marketplace is not a lot of work, but you can list things on there. Anything you really want to buy is on Facebook Marketplace. I mean, truthfully, I told a friend the other day, I think I could put a rock on there and sell it. Okay. But Craigslist.org, believe it or not, now this is where the work starts. Now, if you want to get them gone and they're in your way, Craigslist.org, you can go in and actually hit the city that you want to advertise that product in. And I have done that to help clients here in Boise sell very unique cars. So you can go in, you can list those motors in Denver if you want. You can list the motors in Boise, Idaho, where I'm sitting. You can list them in Phoenix. You can list. You just have to go to Craigslist.org and then hit Phoenix and then type your ad in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's good.
And, you'll be amazed of how those motors will be gone. Now, what kind of motors? Are they Hemis?
Most of them are just Chevys. You know, I didn't really look at it to see, you know, 350 or what. But, you know, one of them was, it struck me kind of unusual, is inline six. You know, and I thought that was kind of unusual to see that here. You know, I don't know what it is, but it's there.
Huh. Now, is this like in your backyard or do you have a recycle yard? Junkyard?
No, I don't know. Okay. It's a friend who died, and obviously all this stuff is, it's either going to go in the trash or, you know, I could grab anything I want.
Sure.
So, you know, that's why I'm just looking and thinking, what would I do? I mean, well, I'd call Mark. That's what I do.
Absolutely. Now, if you want to, Lee, please do. Take a picture. If you can just take an overall, send me as many pictures as you want, truthfully. Your cell phone, photo them. Send them over to me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, my website, autoworldmedia.com, is not going anywhere. It's going to stay up. Absolutely. But I can actually help you direct you to which city you should do the ad in. Now, I've sold a lot of cars here out of Boise, Idaho, using those two methods. And back in the early days, Lee, I used to, you ready for this? Before the internet, I guess I'm an old guy. Before the internet, I would actually literally, our local library, I would go down and, you know, they had their newspapers in the library of Denver, Phoenix, the Arizona Republic, and back east, Chicago, and Lee, I would go in the classifieds there, get the phone number, call them in Chicago and say, hey, I've got this inline six motor sitting in Boise I want to sell, and I'd run an ad, and they would actually sell. And then we'd just ship it over there to that new owner. See, the main key, I guess, is if you can get, and Facebook Marketplace gets a lot of people. So Craigslist.org in a certain city, they're going to see that ad that you have.
So one thing that you asked me to do, and this, you know, you just got to say it up front. You asked me, do I have a Facebook? Yes, I hardly use it. But I said, the reason why is I'm digitally challenged. When you say take pictures and send it to them,
yeah.
But I got to find somebody who knows what they're doing.
Okay.
I never got involved with technology. You know, I just want to do. But I know people that do who can. It's just a matter of finding, you know, somebody who could, you know, walk me through and teach me how to send you a picture. So I'm going to keep that in my mind. And I've already got it written down to outerworldmedia.com. So that's good to know. That's good to know.
Yeah, let me know. And I'm sure that you have a friend that can help you with it. Let me know if you need help too, okay? Appreciate it, Lee.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for being with me, too. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. All right.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it. From California. You know, we'll get those babies sold, those engines and all that, and, you know, and help him out. Someone passed, and he's inherited things that, again, folks, is this is what's happening in the world today. So, and I do help here in the Boise, Idaho area a lot doing that. Some news here I want to why not, real quick. Cybertruck, folks, sold on, yes, that's right, a Tesla Cybertruck, a 2024 Tesla Cybertruck's already sold on the auction block. The high bid, $125,000.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, this week, the word is enjoy. Ah, yes, enjoy. Enjoy that air conditioning. Enjoy that massaging seat in your automobile, your truck, car. Enjoy that infotainment system. Enjoy the power steering, the power brakes, the power heated seats, the power heated mirrors, the power cruise control, the power adjusted pedals. Enjoy the Blue Cruise, the Bluetooth. Enjoy all of the features your ride comes with. Thank your ride with a car wash. Maybe even thank your car with a maintenance check, an engine scan. And maybe thank your automobile and your truck with a new set of tires. It'll thank you by going down the road straight, not bouncing. Maybe a new set of shocks. Enjoy. Appreciate you enjoying the show over the years. Next week's the last show, unless we come into an agreement with the network. Appreciate you being here, folks. I'm Mark Evans, AutoWorldMedia.com. Drive safe, everyone, and motor on!
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.